I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. I love the woods. They're a great place to leave everything behind for a while. But for millions of people around the world, forests are more than just recreation and meditation. They're sources of food, clean water, clean air, things that communities around them need to survive. Many forests in India, like other places around the world, are in trouble. But in one community in eastern India, a group of women has taken the lead as guardians of their local forest. And as Sam Eaton reports, the effort is making a difference.
Even the monsoon rains don't keep the women of Gundarabadi, a tiny tribal village in India's eastern state of Odisha, from patrolling the nearby forest at dawn. Armed with sticks and machetes, they file through rice fields and onto a muddy path that leads into 500 acres of wooded hills, a procession of umbrellas and brightly colored saris. They're here to ward off intruders, but one of the women suddenly veers off the trail and starts digging among the leaves. She returns beaming, holding something that looks like a sweet potato. It's called kadaba, says Janha Pradhan. And because it's wild, she says it packs more nutrients, keeping her strong and healthy. She says by eating foods from the forest like this every day, the people in her village never get sick. An oasis of health in a region plagued with malnutrition and poverty. The relationship of this village with its forests goes back centuries, but the land has actually been owned by the government since British colonial times. Now, for the first time, residents have a chance of securing official rights to the forest, a forest that might not even exist without these women and their daily patrols. They've caught someone, my translator tells me, as we run to catch up with the women in front. They've surrounded three men loading freshly cut timber into a three-wheeled auto rickshaw, poachers from another village. As the women scold the men, my translator fills me in.
He has some celebrations going on at his place, so he needs some wood, and that's why he came down to collect. And they're angry because that person never had took any permission from them.
The men are paraded back to the village to face the village committee, which will decide their fate. The women later tell me that if I hadn't been there with my camera and microphone, they would have beaten the men with their sticks. But instead, they get off with a stern warning. Not long ago, the women who patrolled this forest would have also been considered trespassers here. Earlier in the day, we passed heavy stone markers laid down by the British in the 1800s when the government declared these forests its own. But now, under India's landmark Forest Rights Act, tribal villages can claim title to their ancestral lands, totaling some 150,000 square miles of forest all across India. That's an area almost the size of California, making it one of the largest land reforms in India's history. That is, if it's actually carried out.
There's no commitment to even making the people aware of the law.
Madhu Sarin led the grassroots effort behind the law. But she says nearly a decade later, not even 2% of those land rights have been granted. And as India's economy surges, she says state-owned forests continue to fall to industrial development.
Coal mining, iron ore mining, bauxite mining, huge hydro dams.
Today, as many as a quarter of India's districts may be embroiled in conflicts with local communities over land rights. Sarin says the Forest Rights Act gives those same communities a much bigger stake in fighting to keep their forests standing. And she says it's women who are taking the lead.
Because the status of women, you know, in the forest-based societies is so linked to their role in the common property of the forest. Once that's gone, the man will still go and get some wage work or whatever. The woman, she has nothing.
That kind of loss motivates the women of Gundarabadi. Janha Pradhan cooks a curry from the tuber she harvested in the forest this morning. She says 30 years ago, when the men from her village were in charge of protecting the forest, it was nearly barren from overuse, providing little wood or food. Then a series of devastating droughts hit the region. Pradhan says at times families would only get a handful of rice. Mothers, she says, would feed their children but go hungry themselves. That's when the women organized to restore and protect the forest. They banned goats from the land to allow the trees to regenerate. Anyone needing wood had to get permission from the village committee. Men were no longer allowed to carry axes into the woods. Sarojini Pradhan, another member of the patrol, says when men were in charge, they would fight over the rules, often allowing illegal loggers to get away. But she says after the women began patrolling, the number of intruders dropped to nearly zero, and the forest quickly began to flourish again. Even the men I spoke with here credit the women for the dramatic reversal. Today, the forest again helps produce clean drinking water, a natural fertilizer for the village, which in turn has helped dramatically boost crop yields. It's an invaluable buffer against hunger and an increasingly unstable climate. But those hard-earned benefits remain precarious until the village secures official title to the land, which right now is being held up by Indian bureaucracy. Janha Pradhan remains hopeful and says the community will celebrate with a feast the day those rights come. Pradhan says gaining title to the forest will officially give women equal rights to the land and will ensure that these trees and the bounty they bring are protected for generations to come. For the world, Sam Eaton, Gundurabadi, India.
That forest looks as beautiful as it sounds, but don't take my word for it. See it for yourself. We've got photos on our Tumblr page. That's priTheWorld.tumblr.com.